I just want to take this moment to just thank God. God is real. And in time. Pray my strength. Jesus is a healer. I believe. I know God is a healer, a rescuer, the lover of my soul, an advocate, and a restorer. I believe because of the Lord's mercy, I was not consumed and am not consumed. And in hoping against hope, I've been able to live out a forgiven and resurrected life. His perfect plan for our lives includes hills, valleys that work to shape us for his will. I remember being displaced as a child. I desired to be with my parents, and I could not understand why that was not possible. I couldn't understand why I had to go to the islands and live with relatives in Trinidad, West Indies. Although my family was so lovely, I felt a longing for my parents. When I returned to America, it was to be placed with yet another relative. I became erratic and inconsolable, and I grew progressively angrier and could not fill the bitter void in my heart and acted out in very violent ways. That was until my dad finally brought me home. I was then enrolled in Catholic school. And the nuns scared the bejesus out of me. And they seemed so strict and so mean, and it was likely what I needed at the time. Somehow, they seemed to have known my backstory. And one teacher, that this was kind of unusual, that was not a nun during that time. Her name was Miss Smith, and she saw that I couldn't sound out my letters. And she would drill me over and over and over tirelessly. And whatever progress, no matter how big or how small, she would give me this big, creamy chocolate candy. And at the time, it was actually the impetus that led me towards a better place, a little piece of chocolate. But ultimately, it was my introduction to God and my salvation from all that had frightened and hurt me. I grew up and found my freedom, my voice, my ministry in and through the performing arts. I've been a performing artist for 30 plus years. I hope that's not telling you something. And I've been on very wonderful, amazing stages throughout the world. I've traveled, I've met the most colorful, intriguing, breathtakingly gorgeous rainbow of people. Their mix represented my true diverse ethnicity and cultural heritage. Kindred souls from Trinidad, West Indies, London, Venezuela, Portugal, Brazil, Tortola, China, Puerto Rico, Japan, Germany, Italy, I could go on, France, St. Thomas, just to name a few. And whether I was in Italy singing, or in Germany doing slapstick semantics, or anywhere in the world performing in Sister Act or singing Oh Happy Day, the language of music and the language of people unites. It is an ecumenical ministry through which I see the face of God. When doing Sister Act several years ago, we were having difficult times getting paid, and all around the world, people were feeling the pain of the recession. And in times of economic duress, generally the first thing that gets cut in the budget is entertainment. And so what used to be sold out shows with weak venues could not even pack a modest space for a day. Coming from America, our company was at least paid in part, and we renegotiated to get paid less so that we could stay working for the 6 months that were initially contracted. It became progressively difficult to get paid, and we had no idea that while we were getting paid minimally, the Italian tech crew never got paid. They showed up at the venues on time. They smiled. They were professional. The stage was pristine and show ready every night. And unbeknownst to the American performers, the techs were piecing their monies together just to get beans to eat. And when we discovered what was going on, many of us wanted to pool our monies to give our Italian colleagues a goodwill offering. And instead, the response was, please, we have worked the same as you, and all of you have traveled very far from America to get paid fairly. And this is why we did not walk off and protest to cause more discomfort to our American family. We do not need charity. We simply want to be paid for what we work for, just like everyone else. And this was my lesson in God, godliness, and grace right there in that space. And the song that I want to leave with you, it is indicative of how I feel. And this is a song that was made very popular, sung all around the world. And I won't tell you what it is, I'll just sing it. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above a stormy sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Ooh, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you join us. And this is my prayer. And the world.